4 months ago today, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested a Durham High School student on his way to class. He and five other undocumented young men from North Carolina are still in federal detention in Georgia. Rebecca Martinez spoke with some Durham-based activists writing the teens' letters of support.
Nearly a dozen people are hunched over a long table in the LGBTQ center of Durham. They're scrawling hopeful sentiments onto bright paper rectangles. Event organizer Holly Harden works with the local queer social justice organization.
A song, Southerners on New Ground, Latinx Caucus, has taken a lead on this event tonight to write these letters, to show them that Durham is here for them. And we also want to let Secretary Johnson at Department of Homeland Security know that they're members of our community and we're not giving up.
Secretary Jay Johnson directed ICE officers to target individuals who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. This includes anyone who arrived as a child since 2014 but is now over 18 years old. Six were arrested in North Carolina during a January surge. They included young men from Greenville, Thomasville, Charlotte, Raleigh, as well as Wildina Costa of Durham. ICE agents arrested him when he was leaving his apartment to go to Riverside High School, where he was a senior. In an email, ICE spokesman Brian Cox insisted agents don't make arrests at schools, hospitals, and places of worship, except in emergency circumstances. Holly Harden teaches at a public middle school in Durham. She says a third of her students are Latino. News of the arrest has been hard on them.
Students having stomach aches, having headaches, falling asleep in class, all from the trauma and the worry that when they get home, their families won't be there, their friends won't be there, not being able to sleep at night for those same worries, not being able to answer the door, not being able to leave their house, with the exception to go to school, which we normally think of as safe, until these raids started, and we're finding out that it's not safe even to make that pathway to school.
To empower them, she invited her students to write letters to the North Carolina teens in detention. She plucks a colorful note from a file folder designated for Wildina Costa.
Wilden, I am a student in Durham. We have been talking a lot about your story in school and at home. We are all rooting for you and doing our best to help. I hope you will be able to get through this. Stay strong. We're on your side. Love, Sophie.
19-year-old Acosta came to the U.S. illegally in 2014. In Honduras, Acosta says a violent gang was trying to recruit him. Family friend Iban Almonte says Acosta feared being killed if he didn't join up or get out.
Almost 2 months ago, one of his best friends got killed in Honduras. They went to a field trip and he got killed by a gang member. And now in Honduras, the newspapers, the TV, everybody knows about Wilden. So can you believe he gets deported?
DCA, Stewart Detention Center.
Acosta called Almonte's cell from Stewart Detention Center in Georgia while Almonte sat at the table writing letters with the other activists. An immigration judge ordered Acosta to be deported in March, but his attorney, Evelyn Smallwood, is appealing the decision. She said in an email that ICE has denied requests to release Acosta while his appeal is pending. He has another brief due June 9th. On the phone, Wildin Acosta sounds stressed. Almonte reassures him that his friends in Durham are thinking of him, lobbying for him.
It's like 4 months and he's still detained. And it's painful because he doesn't feel good. I mean, he's depressed. He misses his family. He wants to go to college then. Now it's painful for him because in 2 weeks, his classmates are graduating from Riverside, but he won't be able to.
Congressman G.K. Butterfield of Wilson says he's planning to visit Acosta at Stewart. In a statement, he said ICE should focus on dangerous criminals rather than high school students and teenagers fleeing violence. Meanwhile, ICE confirms that another surge of enforcement actions is underway. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.